From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Charlie Clark. A judge will decide on Thursday whether to dismiss a felony invasion of privacy charge against Governor Eric Greitens. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, Greitens' attorneys believe the prosecution's actions warrant the case getting tossed out.
At issue is a video deposition of the woman Greitens had an affair with in 2015. It contradicts statements investigator William Tisabe made during his deposition, including that he didn't take notes during his interview. Greitens' attorney Jim Martin says witnesses that Tisabe interviewed have been, quote, tainted, and added that his actions are serious enough to throw the whole case out. While acknowledging that Tisabe created a, quote, terrible appearance, Assistant Circuit Attorney Robert Durker says it doesn't change the fundamentals about the case. Greitens is accused of taking a semi-nude photo of the woman without her consent and placing it in a position to be electronically transmitted. If St. Louis Circuit Judge Rex Burleson doesn't dismiss the case on Thursday morning, Greitens' trial will start on May 14th. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The Missouri Department of Agriculture is prepared to eliminate more than 1,200 rules and regulations restricting the agriculture industry in Missouri, the Columbia Missourian reports. The move comes in an effort to empower rural Missouri farmers. Department Director Chris Chin spoke at the Columbia Chamber of Commerce's Lunch with a Leader series on Thursday afternoon. She told the chamber members that the department was moving forward with a plan to reduce agriculture regulation by 25%. Chin said last year the department made a full-scale review of all existing rules and regulations. Her goal is to reduce regulations that are outdated or hinder Missouri farmers and consumers. Governor Eric Greitens' two nominees to the Missouri Ethics Commission say they did not promise anything to anybody in exchange for their nominations. The governor nominated former Democratic State Representative Wayne Hanke and retired financial analyst and Republican Bill Birks to the Ethics Commission Friday. Concern that their nominations came at a price stemmed from Greitens' decision last year to stack the State Board of Education with people willing to fire the Education Commissioner. The Ethics Commission is one member shy of a possible quorum and cannot act on any complaints, including one pending against Greitens. Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard, a Republican of Joplin, said the Senate will likely not be able to confirm the nominees before the Ethics Commission's next meeting on April 25th. More than 200 million eggs from a North Carolina farm have been recalled because of possible salmonella contamination. Harvest Public Media's Esther Honig has more.
A notice posted on the Food and Drug Administration website says the eggs were shipped to restaurants and grocery stores in 9 states, including Colorado. The salmonella bacteria causes nausea, diarrhea, and in rare cases, death. The eggs came from a farm in Hyde County, North Carolina, that's owned by the Indiana-based company Rose Acre Farms. The eggs are sold in Food Lion and Walmart stores and served at Waffle House restaurants. 22 illnesses have been reported. Esther Honig, Harvest Public Media.
And I'm Charlie Clark, KBIA News, Columbia.